Nedarim, Perek Ches, Mishnah Gimel, 8-3. The Mishnah continued to discuss this expression, ad, until, but while in the previous Mishnah we said that when a person uses something like an expression, let's say, like, ad shiehe, until that it will be, say, Pesach, so it's, he very well might have meant until Pesach is over, because there'll be more Pesach on day 2, because there's day 3, and then day 4, and day 5, and so on. That being the case, it includes the whole of Pesach, but that's because it has a Zman Kavua. The time for Pesach is fixed, and everyone knows at the way before Pesach when Pesach will be, so therefore when they made the commitment to the Neder, it's clear in their mind what was going on. But other periods of time are what's called Zmano Eno Kavua. Their time is not fixed ahead of time. It's uncertain exactly when this time will begin or end. And that being the case, certainly, if a person made a neder, a commitment to not do something until a given time, and that time, the range of that time is a period of time, which is not exactly known ahead of time. So therefore, he must have meant just till the first part, till it arrives. So that's the Mishnah's point here. It says inside, for example, if a person takes a neder not to eat cream cheese, ad ha-katsir, ad ha-batsir, ad ha-masik, until the various harvesting seasons. Katsir is the verb used for harvesting grain. Batsir is the verb used for harvesting grapes. Masik, the verb used for harvesting olives. So then, eno asar ela ad shiagia. The restriction that he effected through the neder only continue until the beginning of that period, the beginning of the harvest of whatever he was referring to. Zeaklal, this is the governing principle. Kol shizmano kavua, any period of time, which is an extended period of time, but it's a fixed period of time known ahead of time, like for example Pesach, then va'amar ad shiagia, if a person says until it arrives, then of course ad shiagia, then it of course only goes until it arrives. That's clear, that's obvious, that was the first case of the Mishnah. But if he says amar ad shiehe, until that it will be Pesach, well that's ambiguous, so then it will be Pesach not just on the first day, but also the second and third day, etc. So therefore, asr ad sheyetze, he has to be strict until the end of that period of time, because it's zmana kavua. The person when he made the neder might have meant till the end. But v'chol she'ein zmana kavua, any period of time where it's not in advance defined when it will be, it depends when the harvest season will be. That depends on lots of questions. The beginning depends on all sorts of things, and the end depends on even more things. Therefore, bein amar ad sheyehe, Ben Amar Ad Shiagia. It doesn't make a difference whether the person says until that it will be the harvest season, or he says until the harvest season arrives. It doesn't make a difference. Eno Asar Ella Ad Shiagia. The restriction only persists until the harvest season arrives, because certainly he didn't mean when it ends. He had no idea when it would end, and therefore he wouldn't have said it like that, such an expression. If it would have meant specifically till the harvest season is over, he would have said exactly what he meant.